Hello, good morning, how you doing? Waking up, waking
get up with,
ladies and gentlemen,
Josiah and Ellie.
It goes like this.
Hello,
what was that?
To,
what your was phone what? Went off during the thing. We all heard it, I think.
Did you?
Well,
I didn't
heard
even
it.
Hear it.
What?
What is it?
We should play that game on air. If your phone goes off, you have to read out what it says. Is it boring or is it a good one?
It's a notification from the ABC News. A magistrate has dismissed drug trafficking charges against former AFL coach Mark Bomber Thompson.
Good, because he was innocent.
But found possession charges proven. So
oh, yeah,
obviously
of course.
Not that innocent.
Yeah, he was guilty. Guilty of those, innocent of the other. Allegedly.
Allegedly. We should play that game though. All right, from now on.
We should leave our phones on loud the whole show. Will this work?
No.
Read the messages that come through.
For me, between 6 and 9 is prime booty call time.
I know.
So, you know, my phone's ringing off the hook.
Especially with your boyfriend in Europe at the moment, because that is actually like 2 in the morning over there.
Yeah, I know. In fact, speaking of my boyfriend, we got him on today's show, and I'm not going to lie. Between you, me, Josiah, and the podcast listeners, because you're our favourite.
He's a dog.
No, he's great. But he was really drunk when we recorded
this
call.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he's drunk.
See if you can pick it when you hear him.
Yeah.
He does come on. No, because he was a dog. That's why we got him on.
Yeah, he's a dog.
We had to talk to him about it.
Yeah, that's true.
Also talk about my friend Chad again. Twice in 2 days, the old chatty boy.
Chad's getting a real focus on this week.
The extreme lengths he went to watch the Origin in Italia was crazy.
A lot of State of Origin chat in today's show. It's you know, what's trending. I don't even care about it.
Neither.
But hey, the Eagles play Collingwood tomorrow night. I care about that.
Yeah, they'll lose.
You'll lose. Cool. All right, let's get into the catch-up. Enjoy it. There's other fun stuff in here too. You're going to have to listen to find out what it is. Bye.
Bye.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
I love my boyfriend, don't get me wrong. But every now and again, he does stuff that annoys me. And he's done it yet again. So we've just been on a beautiful 2-week European adventure together. We hit up Greece. We hit up Barcelona. We hit up London. It was beautiful. The problem is, the entire time, Gav didn't actually work out what he was doing with his credit cards. He didn't think ahead.
What do you mean he didn't think about it?
Like, he didn't get one of those travel cards. He didn't get a credit card that doesn't have foreign transaction fees. Like, he just wasn't very money savvy about
it. So he couldn't use his cards over there?
He could, but every time he did, it would have incurred a fee.
Right.
So as a result, me being the savvy one of the two of us, I do have a credit card that doesn't incur any foreign transaction fees. So as a result...
Was that your dad's titanium Amex by any chance or...? It was?
No, Josiah. It was my very own, very low limit Bankwest credit card, I'll have you know.
Platinum.
Anyway, so I went over there with my credit card, and on day one when we went to get money out, Gav's like, oh, the ATM just told me it's going to cost me an extra $100 to draw money from this ATM. Do you mind if we use your card? And I was like, yeah, no worries, thinking nothing of it. Then 2 weeks goes by and I've racked up quite the bill on the old credit card because everything. We hired scooters, my credit card. We go out for dinner, my credit card. We went in a VIP booth at the Stafford Brothers at a club in Eos, my card.
Hang on. Did he pay for it? What did he pay for?
He'd paid for the accommodation leading up to it, which between you and me, I thought was going to be maybe his gift to me. Because let's face it, he earns 3 times the amount.
And he wants to go halves on that?
Well, nah.
Are you guys friends or are you guys like together
well,
in a relationship?
Thing, right?
Like, what are you?
This is something I never thought I'd hear my boyfriend say. He said, don't worry, I've downloaded a Splitwise account for us and so we'll just tally it as we go. And I was like, hold on, we're in a relationship.
Wait, what's Splitwise?
So Splitwise is this app that you can get where basically that's exactly what it does. It splits bills. So it's really great if you've got housemates or if you're traveling in a group of like 7 people.
Right. So if you and I go out for, say, Lemon Tree for a coffee or whatever,
yep.
I shout the coffees and
yep.
you say you pay me back. You just put in $6.50, whatever it is, into
yep.
the app and it splits it down the middle between you and I.
Exactly. And
right.
then next week we might go to the deck and I'll buy an espresso martini, 3 for $20. Then I can put $20... divide it by 2, and then it you know, balances out the coffee that you bought me.
Gotcha. And then at the end of what, a month or whatever, you look, oh, Ellie, you owe me $32
yeah,
or whatever.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I've been back for a week. Gav is still over in Europe. He's in Portugal at the moment, partying up a storm.
With your card?
I had to withdraw him a whole bunch of euros before I left. So I literally, on my last night, went and draw 500 euros from an ATM and give it to him, which is like nearly $1,000.
Is Gav a reverse gold digger?
I think so, which is weird because he earns 3 times the amount that I do. Anyway, so I am mad about this. I still haven't got my money. I'm back in cold old Shepparton and he's sunning himself in Portugal with my money and I want it back.
Do you know, have you got the app? How much does he owe you?
1,600 and something euros, 1,631 euros, which is nearly $3,000.
Are you kidding? 16 what?
16, 31, 41 cents.
That is
old. Cents in euro?
How are you surviving with none of that money?
I'm in debt. That's the thing. It's on my credit card. I'm going to have to pay that off soon. I want my money back.
Well, why can't he just transfer it to you from his other whatever cards he has?
It's a great question, Josiah. And so I've decided I'm going to need you this morning. I'm going to get you to be my hitman, my debt collector. And up next, we're going to call Gav in Portugal, who is, let's face it, it's like midnight in Portugal at the moment, so he's probably on the cans.
Wait, hang on a sec. You know hitmen are expensive.
I don't have any money, but Gav does.
I mean, being Albanian, you've come to the right guy. We're very experienced in this field. However, I do charge a high fee, so maybe 10% of what he owes you comes into my account. How does that sound?
All right, 160 euros coming your way.
All right, glad to put in the call for you next.
Okay. So I need you, Josiah, to call him right now as my hitman, as my debt collector.
All right, what's my name going to be?
I don't know. Come up with something good. If you say Josiah, he'll know. He's listened to the show once or twice.
Let's be honest. He probably knows my voice, but let's give it a crack anyway. We want that money.
Yeah, of course we do. All right. He is in Portugal, so chances are he's at a club or something, but let's give it a try.
Off his head again.
Yeah.
Hello, Gavin speaking.
Gavin, it's Stephen Big Butt here. How are you today?
Not so bad yourself.
I'm just putting in the call on behalf of Eleanor Rose Cheney. I am her debt collector, and she informs me that you owe her a total sum of 1,631.4 euros. And I am calling on behalf of our company, Debt Collectors Anonymous, to say that you owe it and you need to transfer it to her right away.
Yeah, no, she'll get that. Quick smart.
Today is Thursday. You've got till Friday at 9 a.m. to transfer the money or else our people will be after you.
Yeah, and I'll get it to you tonight. Tonight for sure.
All right, that's all I have to say.
Well, that was easier. I mean, I've been asking you for a week. No money.
Hey, all it takes is Uncle Josiah to put in a phone call.
All it takes is, what was it, Steve Big Butt?
Stephen Big Butt, yeah.
Do you know what
Steve
I love
Big
about
Ma,
that?
Big Ma. No, that was good.
You said,
baby, are
Steve...
you actually chasing for money already? It's been like 4 days. You left 4 days ago.
I know. And I'm 1,600 euros out of pocket.
Going on that's causing an issue?
Yeah, I've got a date coming up and I need to pay for it. Hey, I love how you said you're Steve Big Butt from Debt Collectors Anonymous and yet you've just given him your name.
Sorry about that.
That's good, yeah.
Gav, did you have any idea it was me?
No idea. No, never heard your voice before.
Didn't think
ever.
So, yeah.
Hey, Gav, you're in Portugal at the moment. Do you potentially at a bar/club?
I'm literally across the road from an ATM. Like, when I say road, they're very small roads. So I'm about 4 steps from an ATM and I feel like I should go get more money and keep going out.
Gav, you've been on our show several times before. I've never heard you this chirpy.
Yeah.
Have you had a couple of sherbets, mate?
A couple are. I am walking in the streets of Lagos right now, which is a very lovely sunny city in Portugal.
No,
it's good. It's great.
Good.
Played a couple of games of beer pong.
Okay.
Yeah, I could tell.
All right, Gav. Well, I feel like I should get you off the radio before you say something incriminating. Thanks for the money. You need my bank
details?
There's
nothing I could say that was incriminating.
Yeah.
All right. You guys have a lovely show.
You too, Gav. 9 a.m. this morning. Look forward to seeing the money.
See you, buddy.
You too, bye.
Bye.
Get up with
Josiah and Ellie on Golden Valley's Hit 96.9.
Congratulations, New South Wales. They took out game 3 of State of Origin. What a game it was. So obviously New South Wales won the second game. Queensland won the first. So it was the decider. It was in Sydney in front of over 80,000 people last night.
Mm.
Now, it was 8-all at halftime. New South Wales came out stronger, scored 2 tries. Looked like they were going to go away with the game quite easily. It was 20-8, 10 minutes to go. Queensland scored. Momentum changed. They scored again with about 3 minutes to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was 20-all. Looking like it's going to go to extra time. It came down to the last minute of the game, and if you've missed it, this is what happened.
The sideline, he's ankle tapped, but he stands his ground, throws it into the Nesta, 15 out, 10 the years back, goes to the line, scores, scores! New South Wales win! New South Wales win with a try!
That guy sounded excited about it.
Can you imagine? Me as a New South Wales fan was pumped as well. Queenslanders, go suck it. Right, anyway.
Hey, I'm a Queenslander.
Yeah, you are too.
I lived on the Gold Coast for 6 months. That counts, right?
You back him, yes. Yeah. One of the best moments in Origin history right there. What I love, though, is my best mate, Chad, who I spoke about on the show yesterday. He got engaged in Italy, in Positano, the night before last. He has met up with one of our other mates over there. They're all doing Europe at the moment, as you do.
Good romantic post-engagement.
I know. His missus,
activities.
He left her, right, at the wherever they're staying with the family while he went and met up with one of his mates who's in town to watch State of Origin. Anyway, well, this mate of ours has downloaded some app where you can watch any sports TV, but for some reason, and so they're panicking because this is the biggest game on the calendar.
Yeah.
And they're like, what do we do? So they're running out of options, and that's when I get the call. FaceTime, Chad. I'm like, hello? Josiah, quick, what are you doing? I'm like, just coming home from soccer. What's going on? They're like, we need to watch Origin. Like, I'm like, yeah, what do you want me to do? They're like, we can't get Wi-Fi here that works with our stream. If we FaceTime you and you turn the camera around and point at your TV, can we test to see if that works better? I was like, yeah, it won't be that good, but each to their own. Anyway, sat on the couch, put FaceTime on, put it on the TV. Turns out it worked perfectly fine.
Really?
They reckon that was better than the stream they had that wasn't working on their phone and they could see it better. So I sat there for the 80 minutes with the boys with FaceTime turned around and they got to watch New South Wales and witness history. So the lengths they went to just to watch a game, unbelievable.
I tell you what, if I was in Positano, I would not be spending my time on FaceTime to you watching
you
the
footy. You think so, but I know a whole bunch of other random social media influencers and stuff like that that are all over in Europe as they all everyone seems to be at the moment.
Yeah.
And there was quite a few people, even girls I saw, there was setups of the Mediterranean in the background with laptops with the game in front of them and stuff like that.
Yeah, in fact, now you say that, my boyfriend's over there at the moment and with a bunch of West Australians and their Western Derby. Derby was on the weekend, Freo versus the Eagles, and so they did the same thing. Instead of going out into the, you know, the picturesque locations of Portugal, they were sitting around watching the Derby.
I love this, but the lengths you go to watch a game,
yeah.
A lot of people will go to all extremes. Me being a diehard Canberra Raiders fan, I don't care where I am, I have to watch the game.
You drove to Wagga a couple of weeks ago to watch it, didn't you?
Yeah, I drove 3 hours.
Yeah.
The lengths you go to. What about the AFL Grand Final? Because obviously your West Coast were in the final.
Mm.
They put up the tickets. So people couldn't fly to Perth to Melbourne, which was very cruel.
They do it every year.
So it was like an international fare. It cost almost the same to go to Europe as it did to go from Perth to Melbourne.
Yeah.
So people were flying via Darwin, via Brisbane, then to Melbourne, or they were driving across the Nullarbor. Some of the things people do to the lengths to go watch their favourite team is crazy.
Yeah. The drive's not quick across the Nullarbor either. It's like 25 hours or something. I know. Big effort. Lucky we won. Just wanted to bring that up again. Hey, 13, 12, 16, give us a call. What lengths have you gone to watch a game? Because some of them can be pretty extreme, like what your mates did.
Did you drive across the Nullarbor?
Yeah.
Did you FaceTime your mates from Italy just so you could watch a game via Shepparton on the TV?
Yes, give us a call now, 13, 12, 16.
Hit breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Let's go to Sam from Numurkha. Sam, did you go to some extreme lengths, buddy?
I couldn't even see the game, but I was actually in a place with like one bar reception all night and no TVs, nothing, like real remote out in the bush. And I made my girlfriend promise to just send through tons of updates, like every few minutes, like just churn them through. And they were coming through. Some got a bit delayed, I think, because of the reception, but that was all I could get. I couldn't get internet. I was just getting these messages coming through with every update I could get.
When when the final try was scored with 27 seconds to go, was her text message just in massive capital letters?
No, she was. It was really. I didn't realize till this morning what happened when I heard the news.
Oh,
you
did
a job very well then. I was about to say put a ring on it for her to go to that effort to help you, but apparently not. Don't put a ring on it.
Disappointed, to be honest.
All right. Thanks for your call, Sam. All right, let's move on to Macca from Shep. Macca, what lengths did you go to, bud?
Guys, I've got a newborn, actually, and kind of in the doghouse this morning because we weren't supposed to let anyone near the baby because it's literally a week old.
Yeah.
But I ended up behind my partner's back organising a babysitter, another friend, just to come around and take care of it while I headed to the pub. So it worked out well.
Oh, well done. And are you a New South Wales fan or Queensland?
NSW, baby.
Well, you got the right result then. Don't worry about the baby.
I don't mind being in the doghouse the rest of the year.
I mean, on your partner's behalf, I'm mad at you.
Is she, how upset was she? Did she end up finding out?
I haven't seen her yet.
Oh, man.
I'm at work already.
You know, oh, God. You know what you should do, Macca?
Yeah.
Can I do a shout out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, why not?
Go for it.
Janine, I'm very, very sorry for what I did last night, but I'll do it again next year.
It's the worst shout out I've ever heard.
Hey, New South Wales one, that's all that matters. Isn't that right, Macca?
Yeah, love it. Cheers, boys and girls.
This is The Catch Up with Josiah and Ellie, solving life's biggest mysteries.
Or not.
With Josiah and Ellie.
Everyone's favourite segment is back. Scientist Sharla puts his cap on and does research for you with the questions that you guys want to know. Last time we did an experiment with the balloons. Can you put a pin through a balloon without it popping? You didn't believe it?
Did not believe it one bit.
And it worked,
it
guys.
It did. My mind was blown.
Today, something you brought up on the show yesterday, you were quite fascinated because you've just come back from Europe and you said to us, I didn't get as tanned as I usually do and I don't know why.
Yeah. So, I know. Usually, like all my life, I've tanned so easily. You know, a couple of days in the sun and I'm, you know, a nice bronzed shade. Hmm. Not anymore. I'm still as white as I was when I left.
Yeah, you've come back with a moon tan.
I mean, to be fair, I was dancing in the moonlight fair in Europe. So.
Good song.
Yeah, thank you.
I'd done some research overnight. Didn't learn how to speak English, though. And there is an actual answer.
Good.
So it looks like you might be a bit vitamin D deficient.
What?
Even though you got sun over in Europe, the lead up to then, if you weren't getting enough vitamin D, it struggles to produce the melanin, which is what gives you that brown glow.
Right. So because I've been sitting in this studio for the last 18 months.
Your body's become more vitamin D deficient, and so it doesn't activate as quickly when you go out in the sun, hence why you're a bit whiter. However, there's another reason, which I think might be the real answer.
Oh, God.
As we get older, and we know you're getting very old.
I am not. I only have 700 grey hairs. That's not much.
You are quite grey.
I know.
A couple of wrinkles as well.
I know.
How old are you again? 40 years?
Any Botox places in Shepparton, please call me.
Yeah. A lot of other radio stations do get...
Do they?
Yeah, free Botox and whatnot.
I'm keen.
Become an ambassador. How old are you?
27.
It's a bit young.
I started going grey when I was 24, so...
Really?
Yeah, let's not rub it in. Anyway, that's not what we're talking about, is it?
No, it is, because as we get older, like you are, clearly... And in brackets, it says here, and sometimes you weigh more.
Oh, okay. Yes, I put on 4 kilos in Europe in 2 weeks, but why does that have to come into it?
I'll tell you why, because the older and the bigger you get, the less we're able to make the vitamin D.
That's not fair.
So maybe your skin can't make enough vitamin D to initiate the tanning.
This is not fair because the older and the fatter that you get, the more you want to tan.
Exactly,
you know,
right.
You're clutching at anything to make yourself feel and look better.
So not only have you been sitting in this studio and you're vitamin D deficient, but apparently you're getting older and putting on a bit more weight. So Ellie, there's your answer. That's why you came back from Europe without a tan.
Can we just go back to the mysteries where we poke holes in balloons and click our fingers and talk about the letter W?
Hey, you asked me to come to the table and solve a mystery. Goulburn Valley, I hope you had your pen and paper out because guess what? We just solved another one of life's mysteries.
In that case, I've got no reason to live anymore. I'm going to go to an ad break and who knows if I'll be here when we get back out of it.
Hit Breakfast with Josiah and Ellie.
Hey, Damien Drum, he's been interviewed, our very own federal member for Nicholls, and he's basically come out and said that he's confident that the Prime Minister, good old ScoMo, that he will be visiting Shepparton and our region during his term at some stage, but there's nothing set in stone yet, and he reckons there has to be a need for him to come.
Well, I can think of quite a few.
That's the thing, right? I feel like we've got so much need for him to come, mainly because you and I would want to go and, like, dance with him or something, like we did with Pauline Hanson when she came.
Oh, what do we do with ScoMo?
I mean, we all know that he loves Snapchat.
Well, g'day. It's great to be on Snapchat.
So we could go get some snaps with him.
Well, remember we added him on Snapchat? I've still got it.
Yeah, same. I love watching ScoMo Snapchat's updates.
So do I.
I know. He does good gear all the time, like the time he did this.
Very nice.
That was actually in Parliament, though. But I thought this morning in Goulburn Valley we could get together and we could rack our brains on some reasons that we should bring ScoMo to Shep or to anywhere in the GB.
So we want real political things because I tell you what, there's quite a few around here that we actually do need him to come and send some finances to.
Yeah.
Or are we thinking more like fun things like taking him to the footy and stuff like that?
Oh, do you know what? A bit of both. Whatever you want. 13, 12, 16, feel free to get involved. I've got a couple of things that could, you know, want to bring him here. At the moment we've got an ice rink in the Maud Street
Mall.
We
do, yeah.
I feel like ScoMo on skates. That is a good snap waiting to happen.
Oh, wouldn't it? I went down there and checked it out the other day just before I did the sleep out.
Yeah.
And there were some kids. I saw two girls absolutely axe it. It was so good to watch. Do yourself a favour. Get on the ice down there, guys, and watch for 5 minutes. That's all you need.
Imagine ScoMo on skates and on Snapchat at the same time.
Oh, hey, guys.
Hi. Well, hold on. Let's get it again.
Well, g'day. It's great to be on Snapchat.
And on ice skates.
He kind of sounds like he is on ice skates when he recorded that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of things we can do to encourage him to come, though.
Mm-hmm.
So I was thinking, what if we took him for a mania in a Commodore down Wyndham Street? That'd be fun, wouldn't it?
I mean, fun for some. I feel like ice skating's more fun.
You reckon? I reckon he needs the proper chef experience.
Yeah. Is that? I've never done that and I've lived here for 18 months. No? Not the case? Okay. What about if we get him a ScoMo cow?
I like it.
But then again, what would a ScoMo cow look like? Just a ScoMo in a suit?
Little glasses, a bald and grey hair on top, a little suit, you're right. What else could we put on it? Snapchat filter?
Yes. A Borat mankini.
Very nice.
He'd love it. He'd love it.
His hair and glasses with a Borat mankini. Yes. Now there's a cow we need in the GV.
13, 12, 16. We want your suggestions. It can be serious, you know, if there's an issue that you actually want him to address, or it can be a little bit more fun.
Well, what if we got him to unveil a bronze statue of himself, but it's not in the middle of town. We put it at the front of like Olympic Avenue, for example.
No, I think he'd prefer the cow.
Would he? Okay.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't know him very well, but from what I do.
I'd prefer the bronze statue in Olympic Avenue. We're going to write down your suggestions, including ours as well. I think we're going to take him for a mania in a Commodore down Wyndham Street. Yeah. That'll lure him here. And exactly. We're going to send it to Drummy's office and hopefully he can forward it to the PM today.
Yeah, so true. We've got friends in high places, I tell you what, here at this radio show. Let's go to David from Shep. David, why do you reckon the PM should be coming here?
Totally for all the homeless people.
Ah, right, to come check them out.
It's a good cause,
help
isn't
with
it?
The crisis.
Yeah, definitely.
The river, we can show him all the different crisis places around town and surely he'll start throwing some funds at us, mate.
That's exactly it.
Yeah. All right, David, we'll chuck it on the list. Thanks so much for your call.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
Let's move on to Justin from Shep. Justin, why do you reckon he should be coming?
I reckon he should come to switch it up and get involved in a bit of the GVL local park footy.
Yes, 100%. Oh, the grand final's coming up soon. Surely he could check that out.
Just a local game. Saturday's 2 p.m. How good would that be down at Deakin Reserve with ScoMo?
Yeah, I know. Are you there every week, Justin?
Yeah, I'll be down there. I'll be enjoying it. And we can get rid of that shark scarf that he wears sometimes and switch it up a bit for him.
Yeah, because he's an NRL fan, isn't he?
He is diehard.
Yeah,
doesn't
right.
matter. You know what? He could be coming to Melbourne. The Sharks are playing in Melbourne this weekend. maybe we get him in a Shep Swan scarf or whoever's playing at the time and see what get him to scull a beer at the footy.
Yes, like all good prime ministers do.
It's time he switched codes.
Yes, 100%. Thanks for your call, Justin.
Cheers, guys.
There you go. A few good options to send to Drummy's office.
I'm just drafting up that email to send to Drummy as we speak.
Okay, great.
GVL.
Okay, at this rate, he's going to be here next week, I tell you what.
ddrum@gmailhot69.com. Send.
Yeah, that's definitely his email address.
Are we ready?
The catch-up
with
Josiah and Ellie.
Something massive that happened in the last 24 hours was, of course, State of Origin
Stop talking that voice. State of Origin, guys. Bang, it wrapped up last night. Game 3, it was the decider in Sydney. New South Wales won in one of the greatest Origin games of all time.
Do you know what? It did look like a great game. And if it wasn't on TV so late, I would have watched it.
Yeah, it didn't wrap up till just after 10. So basically, First half, it finished 8-all. Bit of not a boring first half, but the referees blew way too many penalties.
Did they?
Yeah, second half, New South Wales came out way stronger. They went to a 20-8 lead, right? Mm-hmm. So they're winning by 2 tries, converted tries. With 10 minutes to go, it looked like they were done and dusted Queensland. They somehow found momentum and came back scoring a try, making it 20-14.
Mm-hmm.
Then they scored another one with like 2.5 minutes to go to take it to 20, or looks like it's going to go to extra time. Then with under a minute to go, I think 40 seconds, James Tedesco, who's the player of the series, out of nowhere, they made a break and scored a try with 20-30 seconds on the clock to go, and New South Wales won.
That is a good game. You know what? I'm not an NRL fan, but I would have enjoyed that.
And as a New South Wales loud at 10:30 at night, it was unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. I can imagine. Okay, it's cool. It's a good story. Good on you. New South Wales should be happy with it. But I feel like there's better stories out there.
Oh, there come on, yeah. Give me this one win. It's one of the greatest games of all time in State of Origin, which is one of the biggest spectacle in Australian sport. Yeah. It doesn't get much bigger than that, does it?
I mean, it's big for the two states sitting above us geographically. For Victorians, for Goulburn Valleyans, which is most of our listenership. I mean, good morning to Jerilderie and whatnot in the New South Wales, across the border.
Deniliquin,
yes, we love you guys too. But I feel like someone in our region has had a bigger sporting achievement than Origin. It may not be the same kind of status nationally, but, you know, maybe you won your under-12s after the siren or something.
Oh, so you want to see people's greatest sporting memories.
Yeah. If you're sitting there right now thinking, oh, yeah, cool, all right, New South Wales won in the last, 30 seconds, great. But I kicked a goal after the siren in extra time in the grand final in 07.
Yeah, I'll pay that.
You know, in the GVL or something.
Well, in year six, we won the Metro Cup, which is a state cup in New South Wales for best soccer team, our school. Our school had never won that or even come close.
Was it a cool win, though? Like, did you come from behind?
Yeah, it was a tight game. It wasn't anything like Origin or like after the sign or anything, but it was more the fact that no one had done it in ever for this school history. So you can imagine the celebrations in year six.
Okay, I mean, beers would have been flowing, I tell you what. 13, 12, 16, this is your chance to brag about your best sporting memory. Was it better than last night's win by New South Wales? I reckon it was. I feel like locally we've got a whole bunch more. Or just generally in people's brains, there's a whole raft of sporting memories that could top the wazoo.
The wazoo of last night? What sort of word's that?
I don't know.
Where did that come from?
I don't know. I want to talk about a sporting memory that I've got, Josiah.
Yeah, was it a wazoo?
It tops the wazoo for sure. When I was a kid, I played minky. Do you know what minky is?
Is that like where you throw the...
No, it's hockey, but like a watered down version of hockey for kids. So I would have played in like kinder or something. Like I was very, very young. And we went a whole season without scoring a goal. We sucked. We were so bad. And then one game towards the end of the season, we scored a goal and the crowd went wild. We didn't win the game, but we got a goal.
Is that where you got your nickname from, the Minx?
No.
At a very young age?
I got that from a different way. Friday night at the deck, I'm not going to lie. Oh,
what a wazoo.
Let's go to Anna from Echuca. Anna, does your best sporting memory top New South Wales win last night?
That was a pretty good game for people that like rugby league. But my all-time favourite has got to be Wallabies Bledisloe 2000. Got to the last minute. Johnny Eels kicked the winning goal.
Okay.
Yeah, that was one of the great... Ellie's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Bledisloe, no, I'm having a stab. Is that Australia, New Zealand?
You know what? You're very better slow this morning.
Look it up, because seriously, that's the last time rugby union was good.
It really was. And I remember being a kid and crowding around the TV with the family and friends and being very emotional, because that was one of the greatest Australian moments.
Everybody was crying in my house. Like, oh, it was incredible. We don't beat New Zealand anymore. It's been like 20 years. So,
All right. Bye. I feel like I'm just a passive listener to this conversation because I can't really add much. It doesn't sound as good as the time that we got a goal in Minky, but that's cool. I mean,
Ellie,
each
it's
their
like
own.
West Coast win.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. In that case, how have I not brought up last year's grand final in the AFL?
What about when Australia qualified for the World Cup for the first time in 30, 40 years or whatever it was in soccer? That was crazy.
Again, soccer.
That was
though.
Really awesome, actually, because they were so, like, our underdog.
Exactly.
I was in Germany for that, actually. That was crazy.
Yeah, underdogs, but in a boring sport, you know?
True.
thanks for your call, Anna.
This is...
Are we ready?
The Catch Up
with
Josiah and Ellie.